Good evening and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. It's been a minute, but for those of you who follow me on social media, I'm still here. So as I'm winding down, God spoke to me and said, you know what, my daughter, I just want you to do a segment and title it, Can We Just Pray? So tonight's segment, October 30th, 2022, Can We Just Pray? Every day in the world, especially since the pandemic that hit the world in 2020, it is always something. When I say something, something going on. Somebody had did this. Somebody's passing on, meaning passing on, dying, leaving the world. Crime, anger, resentment, bitterness, celebrity this, celebrity this, celebrity that. I don't want to do this. I shouldn't do this. This person is canceled. That person is canceled. I don't like this. I don't want that. I'm tired. I need this. I need this. I'm not going for that. I'm not going for this. Can we just pray? For those of us who are here and still able to, can we just pray? Believers, can we just pray? That's all we got to do is just pray. Sometimes you don't have to say nothing. Just pray. Prayer is heard. The silence is what balances peace in your life. Heavenly Father, let me pray as your vessel, because I know prayer changes things, Father. So let me pray tonight, Father. Heavenly Father, I ask right now for those who are crying, those who are tired, those who are lacking, those who are stressed out, those who don't know how, where, when, or what, those who really want to do this but are influenced by people to do something else, those who are looking at these celebrities. Right now we're in the harp, hype, turmoil of what the news is blasting about Kanye West. Everyone, Kanye West is a billionaire. The choices of things that you, me, and nobody else knows that goes on behind the scenes, he will be just fine. Nothing lasts forever. It's in the Bible, Ecclesiastics chapter 3. There's a season for everything. Nothing stays the same in life. Things happen, things change. Nobody is perfect. Okay, someone doesn't want to host and sponsor someone's clothes. Someone, okay, that's not going to make me stop buying Adidas. I love Adidas. What Kanye got to do with my choices? I'm going to keep buying Adidas. Adidas ain't did nothing to me. Now, if Adidas had made some, you know, statements and things like that out of order, then I would probably say, you know what? No, that's okay. But how many times as we as Americans are still going in these stores, buying these items, when a lot of these store owners, people on the board, CEOs, salespeople have made statements that was not pleasing to the human ear? It is what it is. Welcome to the real world. It's going to be a lot of times people are not going to agree. People are going to do things. People are going to say things. But the world, as you can see, keeps on churning. It keeps on passing by. 2022 is almost over with. We're about to say Happy Thanksgiving. So the question is, can we just pray? Can we pray? Heavenly Father, make changes, Father. Father, make changes for those people who are less fortunate, Father, who really don't have, for what the world and the news is not broadcasting consistently, Father. For those that are losing homes, Father. Those that are losing cars, Father. Those that are uncertain how they're going to put food on the table for their children, Father. Those who are uncertain, Father, how they're going to clothe their children, how they're going to clothe themselves, how they're going to be able to get around, how they're going to make a way, Father. Can they maintain? Can they survive? Women who are going through domestic violence, trying to get away, trying to find a way out, but don't have the finances. The shelters are full, Father. Father God, I pray right now. I'm going to pray right now, God, that you give a mighty touch, Lord. You give a mighty breakthrough, Father. You give a mighty rushing wind, Lord, of balance and comfort and love and support, God. And God, that you make a way and understand, Father. It's not that they want to be like this, Father. God, we ask that they even turn their hearts and minds and soul and spirit to you, Father. Even if they don't believe, God, your door is always open, God. You are 24-hour God. You don't shut down, God. You welcome people to praise you, honor you, acknowledge you, and come on your side, Father. We welcome them in, Father. We welcome them into the house of love. No, it's not going to be, quote unquote, a joy ride, but with you, it's a covered ride, Father, because the ride and the walk and the journey with you, Father, always comes out blessed, Father. I'm a testimony as your daughter walking with you for over 25 years, God. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread, God. Move in a mighty way, Father. Humble the tongues, Father, for those who are constantly attacked and tempted to be distracted and so they can't be attracted to your word, God. Humble them, Father, and let them know it's not the people that are attacking them. It's the evil in those people that don't want them to seek you, Father. Father, we know if we stand for you, there's no good thing you would withhold from us, Father. Father, I move with you, God, because I know you move with me. You cover me. You protect me. You make a way, God. And just like you move with me and keep me and cover me and protect me, God, you are going to move, protect, keep, and carry those who come in your house, God, who come into your territory, who come into your kingdom, who stand on your word, who believe in you. And no matter what it looks like, if you brought us to it, you're going to bring us through it, God. God, I decree miracles, God. I decree financial blessings, God. I decree breakthroughs, Father. I decree and declare a release of stress, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't have to pray long, but I know I'm gonna pray strong. God, you can go and do anything. There's nothing out of your power. There's nothing out of your might. There's nothing out of your will. God, I ask right now that you even saturate and permeate and walk through the hospitals, God, for those that we don't even know, Father, that are yearning and looking for a miracle in their health, God, so they can get up and walk around and be able to enjoy life and be able to sit here like myself and many others, God, and be free, God. God, I ask that you deliver healing to the bodies, Lord. God, I ask that you saturate and permeate and continue to guide and navigate the doctor's hands, God, as they operate on people, God, that they don't make any mistakes, God, that they do what they have been skilled to do, and that is be successful in surgery, God. God, you keep and saturate the nurses' minds and hearts, God. Even though the patients get difficult, the families get trying, the hours are long, but you bless them, Father, and give them covering and protection to know that they've chose a profession to help people live, give people life, give people a second chance to keep pressing forward, God. God, I just want you to know that this is a world that has not forgotten about those who are less fortunate. Everyone's not about cars and jewelry and clothes. There's some of us like myself, Lord. We are humble. We stand before your name, Father. We ask that you bless, magnify, solidify, and edify people, God. That you bless people, God. You turn the right into, you turn the wrong into right, Father. You elevate, God, because you can do all things, Father. In Jesus' name. The mighty name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare that you extend a hand to those who are in real need, Father. I bless you, my people. I bless you. I bless you. And I thank God. God, I thank you for covering me, your daughter, carrying me, making a way, Father. when I myself many times didn't know how, where, or when, but I trusted you. You've never left me. You've never forsaken me. God, I will always be humble in your presence. God, I will always magnify your name. God, I will always give you the praise and honor without any shame. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Right here. This is where it is. It's live. Right here. Empowerment for All. New segment. Sunday, October 30th, 2022. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Follow me on social media at YMcTeer. Instagram at SassyElitePme. Purchase my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman, an autobiography written by me. God blessed me to publish in 2011. It's available on Barnes & Noble's, Walmart, and many other outlets. Also on my social media, in my bio links. You got this because God's got you. I'm praying for you. Stay strong in Jesus' name. Peace and shalom.